Oh, yes. We are in Fitchburg at Monkey Shines having a great time with our Hole in the Wall Tour stop number 3. And we still have a few more breakfasts left. It's been a great time celebrating the area, celebrating some of our local heroes. And we have some big thank yous to give right now.
Yes, we are joined by the owners of Monkey Shines, Teresa and Corey. First off, thank you so much for having us out here.
Well, thanks for coming out.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for getting up early, because we've said this a few times. You guys don't normally do breakfast Monday through Friday, correct?
No, we do not. We just do it on the weekends and starting at 8 o'clock and not 5.
And a lot of times folks that own and operate bars don't get up at what, 3 o'clock in the morning like you did today.
No, just to go to the bathroom usually.
This was a great turnout today. Please thank the kitchen staff, your wait staff.
Yes.
Everyone did an excellent job getting through those 106 breakfasts this morning.
So what do you guys have going on with the rest of the day and the weekend or any upcoming events here at Monkey Shines?
Right, well, now our cook who's been here since 4 o'clock making breakfast, now he's getting ready to cook chickens on the grill for lunch, because we do a chicken special on Fridays along with our fish fry.
Oh my gosh,
so we do fish fry for lunch and for dinner and chicken on the grill.
That's amazing.
Yeah, wow. How Corey, how late do you guys have to be here today?
Hopefully not too late.
Half asleep here.
A lot of stories have been coming to us throughout the morning about Monkey Shines being the place where they first met. Several people who've been together for over 20 years, and you two have been married for 20 plus years.
We have been, yes. In fact, there was a couple here who said they met here, they just were married 25 years, they met here. And they said he was bartending, because back then
Whoa.
He was bartending. So he was their bartender.
Whoa.
And they remember that.
See, I love that small town feel.
That's great.
And everyone coming together for their community. Teresa and Corey, you want to come together for your community right now. Who should we bring over?
Chris from
Second Harvest. Hey.
So what do you have for Chris from Second Harvest Food Bank?
We want to represent Fitchburg and hand you guys a check to help
Whoa.
Us.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hello. That is amazing. Thank you. Is it okay to say how much?
Of course.
$500 from Monkey Shines.
Holy beans.
And I tell you, I think you guys, you all know we've been trying to have like a little contest between all of them.
Absolutely.
You have just blown them out of the water right now. It put some serious pressure on the next one. Which
we'll
I'm not
find out. We're going to find out. We haven't told you yet.
Is,
yes, yes.
But they've got some serious pressure.
And I want to thank you guys. You know, I know how generous and awesome you are. I run a nonprofit, and you've helped me raise money with my nonprofit. We actually have a benefit that's going to be coming up December 7th. But you guys have given money to the American Family Children's Hospital Radiothon.
Yeah.
You definitely set a great example in your community, not only getting up early and letting us do this, but also being so generous with your time and with that donation. And again, thank you so much from the bottom of all of our hearts.
Yay, Monkey Shines!
Woo!